Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome once again to the Empowered Entrepreneur with your host, Altavise Pelzer. I thank you for tuning in, for listening in today. I'm going to continue on our talk about with or why you work, trying ways and ideas and things that will help you beat out burnout. I thank you. If you haven't had the opportunity, listen to part one, which was yesterday, where I talked about some of the causes of burnout in entrepreneurship and volunteering and anything that you do, and also a few ways for you to get past burnout, a few ways for you to not get to the point of burnout, some things that you need to think about and look at when it comes to becoming a business owner or being a business owner and being an entrepreneur. There are so many things already laid in, within your path to cause burnout, and just, you know, shine some light on some of those things, some of those people, some of those ideas and mindsets that will get you tripped up in the long run if you don't, you know, set the proper course of action now. Today, I just wanted to do a little noonday, midday encouragement for those of you who are entrepreneurs that are single parents and going, you know, the distance and doing that extra and making this happen, building your legacy. That is very important. You should be proud of yourself. You did something that most people dream about. You did something that people talk about, but not everybody. I want you to take that, take the opportunity each day to think about how far you've come, to think about the fact that you made this step, you took this step into the right direction. Now we just have to keep going. So yesterday we discussed burnout. Burnout is a very, 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 very damaging thing when it comes to entrepreneurship. It happens when you devalue yourself as an individual. It happens when you devalue your skills and what you have to offer your clients. It also happens when you overexert yourself by not utilizing the in your circle, by not utilizing strategies to work smarter, not harder. But today I wanted to share with you just a few techniques, a few more things that you can add to your arsenal that will help get you through and help you not become burned out when it comes to building your legacy, when it comes to helping your clients reach their fullest potential, as well as helping you reach your own fullest potential. Something I said, and it's so funny because I had a coworker say it to me, was to work smarter, not harder. And when you think about it, you know, we're always told to, you know, work hard, work hard, work hard. Yes, you want to work hard, and there is a level of strength that you want to put towards any and everything that you do. But smarter allows you to do it and not overexert yourself. Working smarter means setting out goals and plans and not just running full steam ahead. So for this episode of Whistle While You Work, I want you to keep that in mind. Work harder, work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. Because so many times we get to the point where we're doing so much and we're not producing anything from it. We're doing and we're pushing and we're pulling and we're moving, but the end result is things change. We're only making small advancements towards our goal, where there are other ways about doing it. There are other ideas out there that will help you reach your goal without burning yourself out. A big thing now is, of course, social media and sharing your business on social media, trying to get clients from social media, interaction, have people, you know, send out information about your business, encourage people through your business. You have so many things out there now that you can attach yourself to. That you don't have to overexert yourself. You don't have to be on social media every day for 8 hours a day in order to get the results that you need. When it comes to social media, I want you to know that people want something that's either funny, something that's real, and something that's visual. So I want you to think about those three things when it comes to your business. They want something that's funny, something that's real, and something that's tangible, visual, something that I can put my hands on or that I can see. So for me personally, I help entrepreneurs move their vision forward. They want something from me that's either going to help them, you know, get over that hump. They want something that's tangible, something that they can see. They want results. So, for instance, clients that come to me want more engagement on their social media sites. They want to find ways to interact and engage the people who are following them on social media. People who connect with me want to find ways to get more sales and get more people involved in their business. And these are the things that they're looking for when they come to me. And I have to be able to provide that. But you have everybody out there who's looking for that same thing, who's trying to do it on their own. And there are ways to do it on your own. So I'm going to help you with finding ways to do that on your own. We're very big on taking pictures and taking selfies. Use that to your advantage when it comes to your business. Do a selfie contest with the products in your business. Do a 24-hour selfie marathon. Do any number of things connected to that. That's something that can be fun. That's something that's showing people what products people love in your business or what you present that people love, that people will purchase. That's also engaging the people on your site. There it is. That's an idea right there. It's something that won't take you a long time. You can pre-program the post to go out. You don't have to sit on social media all day. You can just breeze through every couple hours or so, like different pictures, connect with people, interact with people, and there it is. Not something that takes 19 hours, not something that takes 4 weeks to do. In this one idea, you can engage with tons of people all across social media in each, on each different market. You have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have Pinterest, you have LinkedIn, you have Tumblr, you have all these different markets for you to engage people. You have Google+. Do small videos. Again, make it fun. Make it something that they need. Make it tangible, something that they can put their hands on and they can visually see it. That's something that they love. Another thing is you can start using a program called Canva.com. And I know you've seen all of these businesses that have these pictures on their timeline and different posts and their quotes and things like that. You can do that on your own. Canva is a website where you can do those timeline posts for any of your social media sites, and it doesn't take a lot. It's something you can do really quickly. You can post it and keep it moving, and you don't even have to have the post. You don't even have to have the post go up immediately. You can schedule time to do the post for it to be posted. That means that you can take literally one day a week for several hours, knock out all your posts for the week, and have them go on their own. And then you just engage people as they like the post, as they respond and comment on the post, as they share the post. You engage with the people that are on your social media site. You engage with people who are on other people's social media sites as they share these posts and pictures and ideas. That's another one. Again, the main thing is making sure you reach your goal and doing it the best way possible. Work smarter, not harder. Canva is a way for you to work smarter, not harder. Yes, there are times where you will need to still go and get a graphic designer for certain things. I don't, unless that is your area of expertise, there will be times where you still need a graphic designer to create flyers and things like that. But this is something where you can interact and engage with the people that are following you, the people that are your clients. They love, people love visual things. And I can guarantee that if you do a post twice, and you do it one as a picture with the quote on there and one with just the quote, you'll get more of a response with the picture than you will with the quote. And it's just because people are visual. They love to be able to see it. They love to be able to touch it, to know that it's real. Does that always sound right? No. But if you think about it, you even the things that you do and things that you see and how you purchase items, how you go shopping, it's a visual thing. You visualize yourself wearing an outfit before you purchase. You visualize, you know, yourself wearing a pair of shoes and the outfit that it'll go with before you purchase. It's the same thing. People don't change when it comes to looking for a coat. And it's the same way they don't change when they're looking for a coat bag. I mean, it's still, they want the best or the least. And that's the nature of a lot of people. Once, until they see the quality that you're presenting them, they want the best, the highest for the least amount of time, the most for the least amount of money. That is something that we deal with as entrepreneurs. And getting past that is understanding and knowing your worth, knowing that, okay, I can give you more. But just because I give you more does not mean that I have to overexert myself. It doesn't mean that I have to burn myself out by giving you more. So with Canva, you can give them more. You're giving them this visual picture. You're giving them pictures of people who have used your products or who use your products. You're giving them pictures of, you know, people's responses to your products. You're engaging them with questions and ideas and thoughts. That you may have seen somewhere else and decided, you know, let me present this to the people that are following me and see how they feel about it. That's a great idea. Engaging them with different contests and things like that. A big thing now is the online vendor event. That's very popular right now. But, again, you want to do more, but not overexert yourself. And with an online vendor event, it's very simple. You do an event page. Vendors pay you a fee to be a part of it. The fee that they pay goes towards advertising for the event. You do it for 24 hours, where it's whatever time you start to whatever time you end, a whole full 24 hours, keep posting and posting. And that's it. You just make sure that people who, you make sure that you invite people to the event page so that way they can engage and they can purchase things, and that's it. But that may not be something that's good for you, but there may be other people that are out there that can do that, that can handle that. Again, you're doing more. So here it is. You're engaging with other companies, other vendors. You're engaging with other authors. That's another idea. It's a great idea. Once you do that, you're bringing yourself up closer to your own goals. You're engaging with other like-minded entrepreneurs. Because in my mind, I do believe that authors are entrepreneurs because there is a business to it. But you're taking yourself to the next level. And here it is. It's something fun. You can make it fun. You can have little games throughout the 24 hours. All types of stuff. You can see, okay, what person, whatever person, you know, engages with each vendor, there could be a special prize. Whatever person can answer certain questions, and you can have silly questions and puzzles, they get a prize or they get a discount at a certain vendor. I mean, there's so many ways that you can do it, and it's a great idea. Again, an idea that can boost your sales and boost your confidence and boost your brand and your company. You just have to follow through with it. You just have to go with it. And something else that we as entrepreneurs have come up against is doing it afraid. When it comes to Whistle While You Work, you have so many people that are scared to show their true selves, scared to show, you know, their insecurities, scared to show where they failed, things that they've done wrong. But these are some of these things are what people look for. They look to see that you're human. They want to know that you, as a single mother, tried to sell Avon and did a horrible job at it and would probably never do it again because you bought more stuff than you sold. They want to know that you started out with one company and chose to go to a different company. And they want to know why. It's being honest with yourself, being honest with your clients. No, I'm not saying that you need to explain your whole history to them, but these are some of the things that we need to engage our clients with. Yes, if you're a single mother and you found that it was very difficult for you to work retail, so you decided to sell Mary Kay because you felt that your retail experience would help and it didn't work, explain that. Explain how that made you change your, you know, your choice. Explain how you got to becoming a distributor for It Works or a distributor for Herbalife. Explain why you joined that program, that company. Give them some honesty. They want to be engaged, so we're looking for engagement. They're looking for something real on a regular basis. So every time that you post, it's not going to be some serious, join my company. Every time you post, they don't want to see, buy this product, buy that product. But they would like to see you using the product and what the product has done for you. They do want to see you helping an entrepreneur or you helping youth. They want to see youth reading your book. They want to see, they want it to be real. Oftentimes we get so hung up on these reality shows, and we see all these reality shows, and we're like, oh, we're jumping from this one to that one, and who wants to bat my lashes? I mean, it's everything and anything at this point. But it's because they want to grab onto something that's real, that's closer to every day for them. And we know that the reality shows, no, they're not all real. A lot of stuff is scripted. We do understand that, yes. It doesn't stop us from watching and laughing and getting angry at the television and screaming and jumping up and down. It's still having that interaction. And that's what people look for when they're looking at your business, when they're looking at you as a business coach, as a personal coach, as a mentor, as an author, as an entrepreneur. When they look at you, they're looking for real. And the best way for you to give them the realest you is by making sure that you're setting your goals and you're setting your plan, you're being honest with yourself, you're being honest with your clients, and that's how you move forward. So for today, Whistle While You Work is giving people an honest look at why you do what you do, giving people that fun, that laughter, that enjoyment, making them want to engage and talk with you, making them want to ask questions. That's what Whistle While You Work is for today. And it means a lot. It does. It definitely does mean a lot. You have so many people who are engaging with these different videos on social media because it's real. The reason why all of these fighting videos are so popular is because it's real. It engages them. Think about the winner. You think about the loser. You think about the reason why they're fighting. You think about what led up to the fight. You're thinking about all these things. This is every day. This happens somewhere, somehow, every day. It's real for them. Scripted shows and television shows, you see they are becoming more and more real. They're becoming more and more focused on what could happen in real life, what has happened in real life, a portrayal of what is already going on. So you have CSI, you have Law and Order, Scandal. Why were we able to cling on to Scandal so well? Is because we can see it happening. With everything that's happened in previous years with presidents, we can see this happening. We sure can. We don't want to think that way, but we can. It's real for us. With everything that went on in the media now with the African-American community becoming outraged over all of the deaths involving police officers, the reason why people were sitting and watching people looting stores and people destroying property and doing all of these things is because it was real. And even though this is something that we've never dealt with, our generations and our future generations haven't dealt with on this level, previous generations have. And it made it real for us. It made everything that Martin Luther King went through, it made it real. Now, the reaction to it was different. In some instances, the reactions were similar. But it made it real. So I think if you can make your business, your proposal, your idea, if you can make it real for that person, that one person, if you can make it real for them, if the reason why you chose your profession, if you make that real for them, is the reason why you chose your health journey. Make that real for people. That will change the interaction on your social media. It will. Who engage with you just because of that piece of it, that you being real with the people. A lot of times now, if you see, I know there's two fitness people that I follow in particular, Brittany Bade and High Fitness. And the reason why I follow them, and not all these big name, you know, athletic people and fitness people, is because it's real. I can see their before picture. I can see their after. But I can see that they're still working on themselves. It's real. So I think Whistle While You Work is important for today was being yourself. People always laugh at me because I've worked in retail for years, for decades now. And I'm that person that the music's on and I would dance while customers were in the store. I would dance while customers were not in the store. But I would have fun with it. People saw me having fun. It was the real me. Customers would smile because it was real. It was somebody being enjoying themselves. It was someone being happy. Man, no, am I happy all the time when I'm at work? But that is what it was. So today I want to encourage you to be the real you. Be the real entrepreneur, the real mother, the real homemaker. Be that real person for your clients. I want to thank you again for listening to The Empowered Entrepreneur on PWE Empowerment Radio. Follow us on social media, Professional Women Entrepreneurs, PWE Empowerment Radio. AP Business Consultants is my my business. You can follow me on social media as well, Alta V. Pelzer. Today, it counts for something. It makes for better engagement. Be real. Whistle while you work. Have fun doing it, but be real. So I thank you once again. And this is Alta V. Pelzer. You have a great week.